Trump signs Leif Erikson Day and Columbus Day proclamations to start cabinet meeting. By Nick Gilbertson on October 9, 2025. Washington President Donald Trump kicked off Thursday's White House cabinet meeting, the eighth since he returned to office in January, by signing proclamations to observe Leif Erikson Day and Columbus Day. The first proclamation declared Thursday, October 9, Leif Erikson Day in honor of Erikson, a Viking explorer who traversed the Atlantic Ocean about 1,000 years ago, discovering Newfoundland. This is a hugely important holiday, particularly to Scandinavian Americans who celebrate his legacy as a great explorer, as a devout Christian, and really just a fascinating individual in the history of our continent, said White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf as Trump signed the order. Trump emphasized that Leif Erikson Day is very important for Scandinavians, before Scharf presented him with the Columbus Day Order, honoring Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, who embarked on a harrowing transatlantic journey in search of a route to India, ultimately landing in the Bahamas in 1492. There was applause in the room for the Columbus Day Order, and Trump noted that members of the press were clapping as well. He also declared, "We're back, Italians." As progressives have fought to tarnish Columbus's achievement and legacy in reaching the New World. Trump announced in April that he would restore Columbus Day to its glory. "I'm bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes," he wrote in a Truth Social post at the time. "The Democrats did everything possible to destroy Christopher Columbus, his reputation, and all of the Italians that love him so much." He underscored that Democrats tore down his statues and put up nothing but woke, or even worse, nothing at all. "Well, you'll be happy to know, Christopher is going to make a major comeback," Trump proclaimed. "I'm hereby reinstating Columbus Day under the same rules, dates, and locations, as it has had for all of the many decades before."